last night, which I didn't even stay for because I heard the football team mention the possibility of wedgies. What party?
Chief Terry asked. The kids got bored and partied in the woods on the other side of the festival grounds, I supplied.
But why? It's cold.
Yeah, but that spot stays warm because it's close to the laundromat. And all the dryer vents empty into that little corridor over on the other side of the new wishing well, I supplied. We used to do the same thing when it was cold when I was a teenager.
Oh, my little party monster.
Landon ruffled my hair.
I didn't know that.
Chief Terry was clearly conflicted.
Why didn't I know that?
I'm guessing it's because most teenagers don't admit to the local police chief when they're going to illegally drink and fornicate in the semi-public,
Landon offered.
Ugh, I hate teenagers.
Chief Terry's expression turned dour.
This is why I never had children.
I thought it was because you were too busy watching us, I challenged. Chief Terry's expression softened.
That was a privilege.
Oh, I'm gonna puke. You guys are so cute, Landon moaned. Can we focus on our mutual problem? It seems to me that Hemlock Cove is collectively going crazy. I'm talking about the entire town, not just the residents. Maybe someone put something in the water.
I don't think that's it, I countered. In fact, I trailed off, a hint of movement in the corner of my eye, catching my attention as I stared through the front window. I couldn't be sure, but I was almost positive that I saw... No, it wasn't possible.
What were you about to say?
Landon's face filled with concern when I forced my eyes to his.
Are you okay? You're not considering jumping on this kid, are you? I'll take one for the team and knock him out if you are.
It's not that. I licked my lips and focused out the window again. I think I have an idea.
About what's causing this?
Chief Terry shifted from one foot to the other.
Well, don't keep me in suspense. What is it?
I hopped to my feet. Follow me. Nelson filed into line with Landon and Chief Terry, morose. Not you. I wagged my finger to halt Nelson. You need to go home and lock yourself in your bedroom until we figure this out. That means no dates, no texts, no online sexy live video time.
Is that really a thing? Landon asked, intrigued. If so, we should be doing that when I'm out of town. That way I'll be able to see your face and know if you're trending toward a meltdown.
We'll talk about it later. I patted his hand. I'm not joking, Nelson. Go home and hide. We'll be in touch as soon as we can. Landon and Chief Terry weren't keen on skulking through the night to chase after a shadowy figure they were convinced I'd imagined. But they followed me all the same. Ignoring their heavy sighs and dubious looks they exchanged when they thought I wasn't looking was a battle. But I was almost positive I recognized the person cutting through the town square a few moments earlier. My suspicions were confirmed when we rounded the corner and came upon the wishing well. A short and squat woman leaned over to stare inside as she sprinkled some sort of dust over the opening. I couldn't hear what she said, but I was dying to hear an explanation. I decided to approach her with a calm and respectful tone. She'd earned it.
Gotcha!
Aunt Tilly practically jumped out of her skin when she swiveled, one hand moving to the spot over her heart, and the other gripping her winter hunting hat, complete with furry flaps, so she could tug it lower.
You scared the crap out of me, you moron!
Aunt Tilly smacked me hard as she could, rolling me backward. Landon caught me before I could fall, slipping his hands underneath my armpits to keep me from hitting the ground. That hurt, I complained, rubbing my cheek.
Hey, put your feet flat on the ground, Landon gritted out. You weigh a ton.
I scorched him with a dark glare when I regained my footing, jerking my arm away and crossing my arms over my chest. Excuse me?
I didn't mean it that way, Landon said hurriedly. It's just, your jacket is really thick and it adds weight to your very slim frame.
Nice save, Chief Terry offered.
This isn't my first go-around on the Winchester Ferris wheel.
I'm done talking to both of you. I held up my hand to quiet Landon and focused on Aunt Tilly. Exactly what are you doing sneaking around here in the middle of the night?
It's not even 6 yet, Aunt Tilly countered. It's dark. It's late fall in Michigan. Of course it's dark.
Don't try to distract me, I warned, my temper coming out to play. It had been a really long day, and I was starting to wish I'd taken up Landon on his pajama day suggestion. Aunt Tilly, I know you have something to do with the strange things that are going on around this town.
You need to spill your guts right now.
Oh, well, that's just rich,
Aunt Tilly exploded, her vehemence catching me off guard and forcing me to take an inadvertent step back, smacking into Landon's chest.
I can't believe you're accusing me of something as terrible as cursing the wishing well to create bad wishes, when I was just walking around the town square after dark and minding my own business.
I narrowed my eyes as I stared her down. Who mentioned anything about cursing the wishing well?
I certainly didn't. Aunt Tilly effortlessly shifted tactics. You must have imagined me saying that. Have you considered getting your ears checked?
Landon made a disappointed throat-clearing sound.
I heard you say it, too.
I think you're trying to entrap me, Aunt Tilly announced. You're the man, and that's what you do. I want a lawyer.
You're not under arrest, Chief Terry pointed out. Yet.
You're on my list.
Despite her insistence on denying culpability, Aunt Tilly seemed off her game. I couldn't help but take pity on her. Sure, that pity was mixed with a healthy dose of rage, but it was still there. What did you do?
I just told you, Aunt Tilly shot back. I cursed the wishing well, and now it's coming back to bite me. I blame you.
I was understandably taken aback. Me? What did I do?
You caught me trying to reverse the curse,
Aunt Tilly replied, not missing a beat.
I would have been long gone if you'd have minded your own business.
Forget that, Landon instructed, his tone grave. Tell us about this curse. Is that the reason Nelson is being threatened with burning at the stake?
Aunt Tilly screwed up her face in confusion.
Who is Nelson?
Nelson Lyons, I replied. He mentioned something about making a wish last night. That has to be why all the girls of a certain age in this area are drooling all over him.
And don't forget Mrs. Leary, Landon added. She said she wished things would be how they used to, and then she had sweaty sex in the Overlook parking lot with her husband.
Oh, gross. Aunt Tilly wrinkled her nose. I'm glad I didn't see that. You just know that guy looks freaky without his clothes on. Blah.
Yes, because that's the most important thing.
Chief Terry deadpan, shaking his head.
Why would you curse the wishing well? And why am I asking that question? Other police chiefs don't have to ask that question. It's as if I'm being punished.
I think it has a little something to do with your attitude, Aunt Tilly sniffed.
Don't push me,
Chief Terry hissed, lowering his tall frame so he could be at eye level with Aunt Tilly.
Why did you do this? And how soon can you have it fixed?
I did it because I was playing a little game with Margaret Little, Aunt Tilly replied, squaring her shoulders. She knew she was caught,
but there was no way she'd curl into a ball and let every angry person in the neighborhood kick her while she was down.
The curse was meant to hit the first person who made a wish. I assumed that would be Margaret.
More than one person has been exhibiting odd behavior since making a wish, I pointed out.
I became aware of that a little while ago, Aunt Tilly hedged. I think, maybe I made an error when I cast the spell. That's why I came back here to reverse it.
And?
And I'm not sure the reversal spell will work because I can't exactly remember how I cast the first spell.
But didn't you follow a spell recipe? That was one of those Winchester witch rules we were never supposed to ignore.
You always said, I know what I said, Little Miss Freakout, Aunt Tilly snapped. There must have been wine involved when I cast the first spell. It wasn't something that was supposed to be ongoing. It was simply supposed to be a one and done.
Well, it definitely hasn't turned out that way.
Tell me something I don't know, Aunt Tilly muttered. There's something else, I guess, if I'm being honest. I'll own up to that, well, because I'm a responsible person.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this, Landon said, exhaling heavily. This is going to be all sorts of suck. I can already tell.
The spell took on another peculiar trait, Aunt Tilly offered. I designed it so when Margaret made her wish, she'd get what she wanted for a bit, and then it would turn.
My blood ran cold. Turn how?
Oh, you know.
Aunt Tilly swished her head from side to side, as if she was trying to evade a pesky fly.
You'd get what you'd want, and then after a while you'd get a little more than you want.
I don't understand what that means, Landon interjected. Did she just explain something?
I think she means that people will get what they want and then realize they should have been careful about what they wish for, I suggested. That's why Nelson was having such a good time earlier. He got what he wanted, a ton of girls throwing themselves all over him. By the time the evening hit, his wish morphed into everyone else being jealous because he stole all the women in a certain age group.
Oh. Landon rolled his neck until it cracked. Oh, what does that mean for the Learys?
I'm guessing it means that because she wished for things to go back to the way they were, they'll land on a time in her life when things weren't so good.
And what about Danielle and the Star Trek dude?
Chief Terry asked.
She's not going to hurt him, is she?
I didn't hear about that one, Aunt Tilly admitted. She managed to get her hands on a real celebrity. This won't end well. I'm worried about the flying kid, I said. What happens if he starts crashing?
Wait, someone is flying?
Aunt Tilly looked impressed rather than embarrassed.
Even when I'm drunk, I pack a powerful wallop. If I knew I could make people fly, I would have cast this spell a long time ago. Is he wearing a cape?
Just a hoodie, I replied, my annoyance bubbling up. Aunt Tilly, how could you do this? The entire town could be affected by this time tomorrow.
The good news is that I tried to dump a reversal spell in there, Aunt Tilly offered. The bad news is that I don't think it worked.
How is that even remotely good news? Aunt Tilly shrugged.
I can mark that mixture off my list and go on to the next one. It's progress.
Oh, man. I slapped my hand to my forehead, weariness overtaking me. This is like the longest day ever.
You're in big trouble,
Landon snapped, wagging a finger in Aunt Tilly's face.
I'll lock you up for this one.
I'll help,
Chief Terry added.
Oh, right, Aunt Tilly rolled her eyes. I can see that police report now. Senior citizen curses wishing well and boy flies. They'll lock you up for being mentally imbalanced before I ever see the inside of a courtroom.
Landon must have realized she spoke some truth because he lowered his voice.
You're still in big trouble.
And all I heard was where, where, where.
Aunt Tilly made a face.
So, who wants to get some cake? I need to recharge my batteries, and I think cake is the only thing that will make that happen.
Every single time we have to do something together, I wish I were an only child. It's nothing against you, of course, but I read that the only child is happier and more successful. There would have been nothing holding me back if I were an only child. Twyla, are you even listening to me? Yank the gum out of your hair and pay attention. Winnie Winchester, age 14, bossing around her sisters.
9.
I don't see why you're giving me attitude. This isn't my fault.
Aunt Tilly hadn't stopped talking from the moment Landon forced her into his explorer. She rattled off a seemingly endless diatribe on why she was being persecuted and how the man was out to get her. I risked a few glances at Landon during the drive, found him stone-faced and grim, and worried that things would get worse before they got better.
I'm sorry about this.
I kept my voice low, even though Aunt Tilly kept talking in the back seat. I know this isn't how you wanted to spend your weekend. I'm so sorry. Landon made an exasperated sound in the back of his throat as he reached over and grabbed my hand.
Don't apologize for something you're not responsible for. You didn't do this. I hate it when you go all martyr on me.
I'm not being a martyr, I corrected. I might not have done this myself, but we all figured out that Aunt Tilly was up to something before we actually caught her in the act. She was acting weird, and we should have realized it was a spell gone amok. What else could have possibly done this?
I resent that,
Aunt Tilly sniffed, crossing her arms over her chest.
This is something that could have easily happened to any of you. You guys have done much worse.
I balked. What have I done that's worse?
Don't you remember when you were 16 and you cursed Lila Stevens so her pants kept ripping whenever she bent over? She also made that terrible farting sound when it happened. Come to think of it, that was a good curse. Do you remember how you did it?
I was mortified to be reminded of that.
Aunt Tilly, I growled. That was a long time ago, and it was nowhere near as bad as what you did.
Says you. Lila almost went crazy that week. She had that meltdown and tried to yank out your hair. She knew it was you, but couldn't prove it. Good times.
She sighed over the reminiscence.
I fail to see how Bay messing with a demented bully when she was in high school is the same as you cursing a wishing well and allowing people to fly, Landon argued. You've hurt innocent people. Bay went after a guilty person.
Oh, you're only saying that because you're sweet on her, Aunt Tilly complained.
I am sweet on her,
Landon agreed.
In fact, I'm so sweet on her, there are times I wish I could go back in time and take care of the Lila situation myself. That has nothing to do with this particular spell.
If you agree to keep what I've done to yourself, I'll totally make it possible for you to go back in time and terrorize Lila, Aunt Tilly offered.
Landon narrowed his eyes as he met Aunt Tilly's gaze in the rearview mirror.
Don't push me.
Oh, fine, Aunt Tilly tisked as she offered a half-hearted wave. I still maintain this isn't my fault. It could have happened to anyone. It's like when there's a slick spot on the road. Is the innocent driver who hits it first responsible for the 70-car pileup?
That depends,
Landon answered evenly.
Did the first driver cast a spell to cause the slick spot?
What does that have to do with anything?
That's what I thought,
Landon grumbled, releasing my hand so he could vigorously rub the back of his head.
You make me tired. You know that, right? You make me so tired that my scalp itches.
That's probably lice.
It's not lice. Where would I get lice?
I heard the government has a special lice breeding program, and they're trying to infiltrate their enemies with mutant bugs,
Aunt Tilly replied.
Maybe they're using you as a test case. You are the man, after all.
So very tired, Landon muttered.
I shot him a sympathetic look. The weariness was back, pinching the area around his eyes and making him look older. Life was weighing heavily on him these days because we had so much going on. I was desperate to make things easier for him. Landon, why don't you drop me off at the inn and head back to the guest house, I suggested. You can take a bath and go to bed early. I have a feeling this is going to take a family effort to correct, and I know you're tired, so you should get some rest. Landon's expression was unreadable when he shifted his eyes to me.
Why are you handling me?
I'm not handling you, I protested.
She'd better not be handling you,
Aunt Tilly grumbled from the back seat.
If she's handling you, she'll get lice, because they hopped your private parts. I read that in the magazine.
Be quiet back there, Landon barked. You're in enough trouble.
Sheesh. Where did your sense of humor go? Did the lice eat it?
I can't even look at you,
Landon groused, heaving out a sigh. His eyes were thoughtful as they roamed my face. I knew what I wanted to say to him, but I didn't get the chance because he opened his mouth first.
Bay, we're in this together. This is no different than the other crazy things we've been forced to overcome. We'll get through this.
I wasn't convinced. You're so tired, though.
I'm not tired. We got 10 hours of sleep last night. I'm fine.
You don't look fine.
She's not wrong, Aunt Tilly said,
resting her cheek against my seat as she leaned forward.
You do look a little tired. Perhaps you should try getting more vitamin D. With the lack of sun this time of year, many people suffer from a deficiency. I think you're probably one of them. If you're feeling drained and exhausted, that's probably it.
Oh, well, as luck would have it, I'm feeling irritated and annoyed,
Landon clarified.
I'm pretty sure that has something to do with you.
It could be the lice, Aunt Tilly countered. Maybe they ate your funny bone.
Stop talking about lice.
Boy, you're crabby.
Aunt Tilly made a tisking sound as she shook her head.
Are you not getting enough sex? I've heard that people become crabby if they don't get enough sex. Bay, you should get on that.
Oh, jeez. I slapped my hand to my forehead as Landon burst out in riotous chuckles. I know how you feel when you say this family makes you tired. They make me tired, too.
At least we're in this together.
Landon's smile was genuine as he pulled into the driveway that led to the overlook.
Now, together, we can tell your mother what Aunt Tilly's been up to and come up with a plan.
Aunt Tilly's face drained of color as she immediately started shaking her head.
You can't snitch. That's against the rules.
Oh, I'm totally going to snitch, Landon countered. We need help, and we can't get it without telling the other witches in this family what's going on. You don't have a choice.
There's always a better option than snitching, Aunt Tilly snapped. I forbid you to do this.
Oh, I'm going to do it.
Landon looked pleased with himself. I think it'll be the highlight of my day.
Let me do the talking.
Aunt Tilly was all business when we entered the inn, squaring her shoulders as she marched into the kitchen. Mom, Marnie, and Twyla barely glanced up when we entered.
Dinner is almost ready, Mom announced. We're making a nice herb-roasted chicken with potatoes and chocolate cake for dessert.
That sounds great. I fixed Aunt Tilly with a pointed look. Doesn't that sound great, Aunt Tilly?
I would have preferred a good pork loin, Aunt Tilly replied, not missing a beat. I love a good pork loin, in fact. Maybe tomorrow.
Mom was clearly distracted as she dumped potatoes in the roasting pan.
Where have you guys been? Thistle said you had to run to town to help Terry. I hope it wasn't too serious.
It wasn't the end of the world, but it has the potential to turn serious, I clarified, my eyes never leaving Aunt Tilly's face. I think Aunt Tilly wants to comment on that part, though.
I'm good, Aunt Tilly lifted her nose as she scanned the kitchen. Is that coffee I smell? How fresh is it? It's cold outside, and these old bones need to be warmed up.
You can have your coffee in a second, I said, grabbing her arm. I believe you said you wanted to discuss something important with your nieces, right?
You must have an ear infection, Aunt Tilly replied, blasé. I never said anything of the sort.
I narrowed my eyes, frustrated. Aunt Tilly.
What's going on? Mom asked.
She sounded as weary as Landon looked.
Did something happen?
It did, Aunt Tilly confirmed, bobbing her head.
Landon has lice. We need to wash his hair. I'm thinking it might be better to shave it off.
Landon scowled. He loved his hair. It was something of a trademark, and I remained uncertain how he could get away with shoulder-length hair while serving as an FBI agent. He claimed it was because of his undercover duties, but he'd only been undercover twice since I met him, and after his most recent stint went awry, I had trouble believing he would opt to go that route again.
You're not cutting his hair, I argued. His hair is hot.
Thank you, sweetie.
Landon beamed as he grabbed a cookie from the tray on the counter.
You're good for my ego.
You won't think he's hot if he gives you lice, Aunt Tilly pointed out. He doesn't have lice.
Don't let her get to you, Landon chided, his expression clouding over. She's trying to distract everyone from the real reason we're in here. I won't let her do that.
I have no idea what you're talking about, Aunt Tilly sniffed. I think you're trying to distract everyone because you become attached to your lice. That's weird, by the way. I think you should be locked up.
Knock that off!
Landon was clearly at his limit. He planted his hands on his hips and glared at Aunt Tilly.
Tell them what you've done, or I'll do it for you.
Despite being backed into a corner, Aunt Tilly remained oddly calm.
You're such a snitch.
Oh, jeez. What did you do now? Mom asked, her hands buried in a chicken. I didn't want to know what she was doing up there, but it was making me uncomfortable watching her work.
If you've threatened the guests or done something to Margaret Little, I don't even want to hear about it. You heard her. Aunt Tilly was smug. She doesn't want to hear about it.
You have to hear about it, Landon countered. We need your help to fix what she's done.
I haven't done anything, Aunt Tilly argued. Mistakes were made. I'm the first to admit that. But you're overreacting. Everything is fine.
Oh, this is going to be bad. I can feel it. Mom heaved a long-suffering sigh. There were times she thought of Aunt Tilly as another child. Unfortunately for her, Aunt Tilly was a child who refused to grow up and often grew more immature with age.
What did you do? I didn't do anything, Aunt Tilly answered. They're making things up as they go along. Whatever they say, it's all lies.
She dropped her voice to a conspiratorial whisper. I think the lice have crawled into his ear canal and are eating his brain.
Okay, I'm done. Landon shook his head, frustrated. Aunt Tilly cast a curse on the new wishing well. It was supposed to affect the first person who made a wish, who Aunt Tilly assumed would be Margaret Little. But now it's backfired and half the people in town are reporting odd occurrences.
Mom's mouth dropped open.
What?
So far, most of the stuff has been minor, I offered. The Learys had sex in the parking lot and mentioned heading to the greenhouse to take advantage of that locale for their next bout. Someone is flying over the property in a hoodie, as if he's a really lazy superhero. Nelson Lyons has enchanted every girl in the senior class and enraged all the boys in the process. Mrs. Little has suddenly become popular. Mr. Hyland apparently came into a bit of money, and Danielle Simmons might be keeping a Star Trek actor prisoner in her house.
Mom still dumbfounded.
Are you serious? What? Aunt Tilly whined. It's not that bad. You are in so much trouble, Mom barked as she jerked her hands out of the chicken. How could you do this?
And why haven't you reversed the spell? Marnie added, confused. That should have been your first course of action.
I don't understand why she would want to give Margaret Little her heart's desire,
Twyla said.
It seems to me the opposite would be true.
The wishes turn bad, I supplied. You start out getting everything you want, and then they backfire on you.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Twyla made a clucking sound as she shook her head.
I'm really disappointed, Aunt Tilly. This is not how you raised us. You told us it was against the rules to do something like this, and then you turn around and do it yourself. Shame on you.
I always said the biggest rule was, do as I say, not as I do,
Aunt Tilly reminded her.
As for the rest, well, it was supposed to be fun.
I don't think Nelson had fun at the diner tonight,
Landon pointed out.
It was supposed to be fun for me, Aunt Tilly clarified. As for reversing the spell, that's been my intention from the start. Unfortunately, I was a little drunk when I cast the spell, and I can't remember everything I included. I tried dropping a reversal spell in tonight. That's when Bay and the man caught me, by the way. But I'm pretty sure it didn't work.
Well, you'd better come up with a spell that does work, Mom warned, her temper getting the better of her. We wouldn't allow the girls to act up this way when they were younger, so there's no way we'll allow you to do it as an adult.
Aunt Tilly offered up a theatrical eye roll as she crossed her arms over her chest.
I think you're being a little dramatic. Things aren't that bad.
No, but they're going to get worse, Landon said. You said the wishes would turn. That's going to start happening fast. We need to reverse the spell before that happens.
No, what you need to do is get people to reverse their wishes, Aunt Tilly argued. If they do, it will buy us time so I can remember the ingredients I used in the spell.
Hope flared in my chest. Will that work?
If they reverse their wishes, yes. The only problem is that you'll have to get them to do it without explaining why.
Huh. I hadn't thought of that. This is a mess, I muttered, rubbing my forehead. How can we possibly accomplish that?
We'll figure it out.
Landon didn't look particularly perturbed as he reached for another cookie.
How long until those chickens are ready? I'm starving.
I knit my eyebrows as I regarded him.
That's it?
You're acting awfully calm, given the circumstances.
If I've learned anything, it's that you can do whatever you set your mind to, Landon said, breaking the cookie and offering me half. This is no different. We'll work together to figure it out.
It was a nice sentiment. But I couldn't help but be dubious. What if that doesn't work?
Then we'll blame Aunt Tilly and dump the cleanup in her lap.
Hey!
Aunt Tilly was affronted. That sounds like a plan. I mustered a smile. Do you want to get drunk with me and watch Aunt Tilly conduct her research? Landon grinned, the expression lighting up his handsome features.
Absolutely. There's nothing I would rather do.
Aunt Tilly made a disgusted sound in the back of her throat as we walked to the door.
I liked it better when our biggest worry was your lice, Landon.
Landon was unruffled when he responded.
Get working, woman. You need to set this right, and soon.
You're not the boss of me.
No, but I am, Mom interjected.
If you don't reverse this spell within 24 hours, you'll be sleeping in the greenhouse until you do.
Well, this just bites, Aunt Tilly groused.
I have to do all of the work.
You broke it, so you need to fix it, I called over my shoulder.
You can't blame us for this one. That shows how much you know. I can blame you for anything. Crud. This is totally going to ruin my weekend.
I wish the world was made up of bacon, and we lived in a tree overlooking a maple syrup river. We can maybe add in a nice couch made of eggs and a table full of toast. Ooh, and a bed made of pot roast. I'd probably get fat, but at least I'd die a happy man. You and me in a world full of bacon. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's my idea of heaven.
Landon Michaels when explaining his version of a perfect world. 10.
I say we hit Nelson first,
Landon announced over breakfast the next morning. He was surprisingly upbeat despite the fact that we drank a little more than we should have the night before. Once we got started, we found it difficult to stop, and I was nursing a hangover that he didn't seem to have, even though he still looked weary.
He knows something odd is going on. After his experience last night, he's probably ready to put this entire thing behind him.
I don't think it's going to be as easy as that, but I agree he's the most logical place to start, because his wish almost ended in bloodshed last night, I said, picking at my eggs and hash browns. After Nelson, we can try to figure out who is flying over the property.
You need to eat,
Landon instructed, tapping the edge of my plate.
I know you're a bit hungover, but the food will make you feel better.
You shouldn't have let me drink so much.
Landon snorted, since when am I the boss?
Men are never the boss, Aunt Tilly announced from her seat at the head of the table. You give them too much power if you make them believe that, and the last thing a man needs is too much power. Trust me, I know.
Mom generally allowed Aunt Tilly to run off at the mouth to her heart's content, but today was apparently a different story.
When did Uncle Calvin ever have power over you?
I'd only met Uncle Calvin when traveling to the past in Aunt Tilly's brain a few months ago. He died long before I was born. His spirit whispered to me a few times when I was a kid, encouraging me to go to Aunt Tilly or do something special for the family. But I got the feeling that he was a big pushover when it came to the Winchester women. That's probably why he was remembered so fondly.
I never let him have power, Aunt Tilly replied. That's why I know it's a bad idea.
I sighed as I rolled my neck. Landon has half the power in this relationship, and I have the other half. We're fine with things being equal.
I don't want to start a fight, but I'm pretty sure you have 75% of the power, Landon argued.
I do not.
You do so.
I do not.
Oh, geez, Mom slapped her hand on the table to get our attention, ignoring the odd looks from the guests at the other end of the table. Do you guys have to make this a thing? Sometimes I think you feed off the drama. Now is not the time for us to grapple with that. That's what I said.
Aunt Tilly pulled out a haughty smile.
You and your boyfriend are far too dramatic. It wears on all of us.
Given what you've been up to, I wouldn't cast stones, Landon warned, reaching for the bacon platter. Leave Bay alone. She's had a rough couple of days. And come to find out, you're the reason.
Oh, bite me, Aunt Tilly rolled her eyes. I said I would fix it, so I'll fix it. And you're not leaving the house until you do, Mom ordered. In fact, you'll be spending the entire day in the kitchen so we can monitor your research activities. We've divvied the day up into shifts. The good news for you is that I've got the first shift.
Aunt Tilly looked as if that was the worst news she'd ever heard.
I don't need a babysitter. Obviously, that's not true, Thistle offered, grinning like a madwoman from her spot at the center of the large rectangular table. Perhaps we should divvy up babysitting shifts for every hour of every day from here on out to make sure you don't get in trouble. How does that sound? It sounds as if you're going to be at the top of my list until the next millennium, Aunt Tilly fired back, incensed. I don't understand why you guys are so worked up about all of this. It was an honest mistake, and it's one I have every intention of rectifying, so suck it up.
Aunt Tilly blew a dismissive raspberry, causing the guests to giggle as I focused my full attention on them for the first time this morning. Where are the Learys? I asked, my stomach twisting. Has anyone seen them?
I saw them last night, Twyla offered. They were feeling each other up in the library. Mr. Leary was actually trying to remove Mrs. Leary's bra without taking off her shirt, because that's something they used to do back in the day.
I inadvertently cringed at the visual. Mrs. Leary had quite the rack. Those things could be dangerous if they weren't harnessed correctly.
Oh, well, at least they're not hurting anyone. Unless Mr. Leary really does make good on his promise to rock Mrs. Leary's world,
Twyla supplied.
I think he could very well throw out his back if he goes that route.
Okay, well, we'll track them down later, I said, trying to ignore the fact that Landon's shoulders were shaking with silent laughter.
We should definitely start with Nelson. Given what happened last night, he should be easy to persuade.
Maybe you can use that special place you have in his heart, Landon teased.
Oh, stuff it.
No way!
Nelson took everyone by surprise when we approached him before he entered the coffee shop the next morning. We thought it would be an easy matter to walk him to the wishing well, have him reverse the wish, and then send him on his way. We were wrong. What do you mean, no way? I asked, confused. After what happened last night, I'd think you'd be all for this.
Well, I'm not.
Nelson was defiant as he crossed his arms over his chest. His gaggle of girlfriends stood by the front door of the coffee shop, all of them glaring at Thistle and me as we positioned ourselves on either side of Nelson, and I couldn't help but wonder if the spell would cause them to jump us if we weren't careful.
Well, you're doing it, Thistle snapped. If I have to spend my entire Sunday tracking down people who made ill-conceived wishes, I'm not putting up with any crap. Start marching in that direction.
She pointed toward Town Square.
It will take you 5 minutes, and you'll be done.
I'm not doing it.
Nelson said, his voice low and gravelly as he clenched his hands into fists.
I don't care what you say. You can't make me take my wish back. This is the best thing that's ever happened to me.
My mouth dropped open as the confusion washed over me. People tried to burn you at the stake last night, I reminded him.
Did that happen?
No, but that's only because Chief Terry stepped in when he did, I replied, staring him down. Who knows what would have happened if Landon and I hadn't shown up when we did? Nelson slid his eyes to Landon and offered him a derisive snort.
Oh, please. This guy didn't do anything. You did all the work to save me. I'm very thankful for that, by the way.
Landon narrowed his eyes as he tilted his head to the side.
Excuse me? Do you have a problem with me or something?
Oh, I definitely have a problem with you,
Nelson snapped.
You're not even a part of this town, and you waltzed in here and stole the hottest woman.
Hey!
Thistle was affronted.
I am way hotter than Bay.
I told you. I'm not a fan of smugness on a normal day, but I couldn't help but bask in Nelson's mini-crush, given the remnants of my lingering hangover. He didn't believe me, but I told you he was warm for my form.
No one says that,
Landon complained. You've said it before.
As a joke.
Are you saying you're not warm for my form? Landon opened his mouth to argue and then snapped it shut.
I can't believe we're having this conversation. Every single time I think things can't get more immature or worse when I visit Hemlock Cove, I'm always proven wrong.
Perhaps you should quit visiting then, Nelson suggested.
His tone caught me off guard. He was usually an amiable, if sometimes misguided, kid. Don't talk to him that way, I admonished. He's with the FBI. He deserves your respect. Instead of being appropriately abashed, Nelson crossed his arms over his chest, defiant.
This is his fault in the first place. If he didn't insist on coming around town all day, I wouldn't have made that wish in the first place. Besides that, well, how do you even know the wishes are to blame? I think it's something else.
His argument made no sense. What do you mean, that it's Landon's fault?
I'm more interested in why Bay is the reason you made the wish in the first place, Landon prodded. What exactly did you wish for?
Forget all that, Thistle snapped. I want to know why you think Bay is hotter than me when I'm clearly the hottest Winchester.
I snorted, genuinely amused. You are not.
Oh, I totally am.
This is an argument for another time, Landon said, raising his voice to drown out whatever angry words we were about to muster next. I want to know what you wished for, Nelson. Tell me right now.
Nelson's new argumentative nature slipped a bit as he shifted his gaze to his feet.
I would really rather not say.
You either tell me what you wished for right here, or I will arrest you and haul you into the police station, and you can tell me there,
Landon threatened. Nelson's face drained of color as Thistle wrinkled her nose.
On what charge? Thistle challenged. What can you arrest him for?
I was mildly curious about that myself, but there was no way I'd bring it up when we had an audience. I planned to file it away for later, but Thistle relieved me of the worry by challenging Landon.
Disturbing the peace, Landon replied, not missing a beat.
How did I do that?
Nelson protested.
I was minding my own business last night when those guys attacked. It's hardly my fault that things got out of control.
That's not how it'll read in my report.
Landon crossed his arms over his chest and arched a challenging eyebrow.
Do you want to answer me now, or go to the station and be logged into the system?
It was a lame threat, and I knew Landon wouldn't arrest Nelson, but his tone was enough to prod the teenager into responding.
Fine.
Nelson heaved a sigh.
I was feeling sorry for myself at the party the other night because none of the girls would look at me. They were all interested in the football players, and the basketball players, and the soccer studs. Heck, they were throwing themselves at the golf guys.
The golf guys? Really?
Thistle didn't look convinced.
That's a little sad. Do they wear those sock things to parties?
Nelson ignored the question.
I'm not good with girls. I've never been good with girls. I polished the wall plaque like I was supposed to do, and then I saw you at the police station.
Nelson's lip curled as his gaze landed on Landon.
I knew why you were in town. Everyone knows that you come every weekend to see Bay.
That's hardly a secret. Landon shot back. She's my girlfriend. We're moving in together.
That was obviously news to Nelson, who looked crushed by the fact.
What? Why?
That's not important right now, I said, resting a hand on Nelson's forearm as I shot Landon a warning look. Even though Nelson was a minor for a few months more, I worried Landon might punch him in the face if he took things too far. What did you wish for, Nelson?
You.
Me? My heart rolled painfully. Why would you wish for me?
Because you're pretty, and you always laugh at my jokes.
Nelson replied, averting his gaze.
You never make me feel stupid or less than human because I'm not an athlete.
Oh, that's kind of cute.
I couldn't help but be flattered.
It's not cute,
Landon argued, flicking my ear.
It's disturbing. You're my girlfriend. Although, why didn't his wish work? If the wishes are supposed to work at the beginning and then turn bad, why didn't you go wild for him like the other girls?
That was a pretty good question. I'm not sure. I chewed on my bottom lip. Nelson, tell me exactly how you worded the wish.
Why is that important?
Because I need to know. I didn't want to embarrass the boy further, but I had to know exactly what he said if I expected to walk back the wish.
I said that I wished you would see that jerk off for what he was and fall for a real man.
Nelson gritted out, refusing to make eye contact.
I also added that I wanted to be the sort of man women chased. I wanted you to chase after me. I didn't think they would.
He gestured toward the group of girls watching us.
That's how you phrased it?
I couldn't help but be surprised. Nelson nodded, miserable.
I'm sorry. You're just so pretty.
I told you he had a crush on me, I hissed at Landon, smirking. That must be why you look so tired to me, though. He wished I would see you for what you really are, and you're exhausted.
I'm not that tired,
Landon protested.
You are tired, though, Thistle said, adopting a pragmatic tone. Keeping up your relationship with Bay while still living in Traverse City is taking a toll on you. That's why you're so excited about the move. You know that will make things easier.
I don't think you should move in with him,
Nelson offered.
He's not right for you.
You need to mind your own business,
Landon instructed, extending a finger.
She's too old for you.
Hey, now it was my turn to be offended.
You know what I mean,
Landon said, softening his tone.
This could explain why you've been so worked up worrying about me. I still don't understand why you didn't fall all over this kid like he wanted.
Because I'm already in love with you, I explained. I told you, curses and spells can't change what's in someone's heart. It doesn't work like that.
Are you saying you love me so much you're stronger than magic?
Landon looked pleased with his own question. I'm saying... Oh, jeez, your head is already too big for words. I'm not saying that, because I'll never hear the end of it.
That's okay. I already know.
Landon slung an arm over my shoulders and pressed a kiss to my cheek.
I love you too.
I didn't want to smile. Now was so not the time, but I couldn't help myself. That turned out to be a mistake because Nelson didn't react kindly to the display of affection.
I'm not doing this,
he said, taking a step back.
Those girls like me, and this is the first time it's ever happened. I'm not taking it back. You can't make me.
You don't have a choice, I argued. The other boys in this town will keep trying to kill you for stealing all the women if you don't take back the wish. Nelson jutted out his lower lip, determined.
I don't care. For once, I'm going to get what I want.
No, you're not, Landon argued. It's time to return to the real world, son. I know this is hard for you, but that's the way things have to be. If life was easy, no one would have anything to complain about.
Aunt Tilly would always find something,
Thistle interjected.
I'm not doing it!
Nelson bellowed and then took us all by surprise as he bolted across the street.
You can't make me. In fact, I'm going to make more wishes. I'm going to make the right one this time and make Bay mine. Now that I know the wishes are real, I'm going to wish until I run out of pennies.
Ugh. Landon slapped his hand to his forehead and rolled his head back to stare at the sky.
This is going to suck.
Yeah, I think we can all agree on that.
I wished for a happily ever after when I was 8. Instead, I got you people. I think that's the universe's way of telling me that it has a sense of humor, because if I don't look at this family and laugh, I'll start crying. I may never stop.
Twyla, explaining why she's opted to laugh instead of cry when dealing with the Winchester family.
11.
Where do you think that little ferret went?
Landon remained close to me, almost uncomfortably so, frankly, as we searched the town for Nelson. We thought he would be easy to find, but he managed to disappear while we were distracted. Thistle took off to gather Marcus to continue the search, and Landon called Chief Terry so he would be on the lookout. Until someone spotted him, though, we were on our own. I don't know, I answered, slowly scanning the library for signs of a hiding teenager. He seemed adamant that he wasn't going to take the wish back. I feel a little sorry for him. Landon's eyebrows winged up.
Sorry? Bay, do you realize what he was trying to do with that wish?
Yeah, he wanted to get me as a girlfriend. I was oddly flattered that Nelson cared enough to do that. He's kind of sweet, although completely mental.
Bay!
Landon was exasperated.
He's a teenage boy. I need you to think really hard. What do you think he wanted to do with you if his wish came true?
I knew exactly what Landon was getting at, and I didn't appreciate it. Do you really think I would do that?
He didn't give you a choice.
He tossed a coin in a wishing well and made one of those wishes people make that they know won't ever come true, I countered, my patience wearing thin. It's no different from when Mom let me toss a coin in the fountain at the mall when I was a kid, and I wished for a handsome prince to live with happily ever after. Landon thumped his chest and flashed an impish grin.
You eventually got him, didn't you?
My smile was rueful as I shook my head, leading Landon toward the back bookshelf so we could individually search them to be sure. I did get my prince, but, no offense to you, this wasn't what I pictured when I was 5 and tossing coins. Landon stilled as he stared.
What did you picture?
Well, do you have a castle, a footman, a sword, and a crown to give me? The corners of Landon's mouth tipped up.
I could probably make some of that happen.
I snorted at his dirty mind. You dream about different things when you're a kid, I informed him. I don't want the same things now that I wanted then. When I was 5, that footman was a big deal. Now I just want a guy who'll give me a foot massage without complaint.
Are you sure that's all you want?
He seemed earnest, so I took the time to stop searching and reassure him. Do you want the same things you did when you were a kid? Landon shrugged, noncommittal.
I haven't given it a lot of thought, he admitted. When I was a kid, I wanted a Baywatch babe to fawn all over me and Martha Stewart to cook for me.
I narrowed my eyes, the image of a really terrible threesome forcing its way into my brain. Landon! I was scandalized. That is horrible.
I didn't want it to turn into anything dirty, Landon hissed. You know how I am about food. Martha Stewart was my hero.
I wasn't convinced. And now? Do you still wish you could have Martha?
I do have Martha, Landon replied, not missing a beat. I have your mother.
you're my Baywatch babe, and she does the cooking. That's the perfect union, if you ask me.
I tried to keep a straight face, and failed miserably, making small clucking sounds as I resumed my search. You have a one-track mind.
You and food,
Landon agreed, bobbing his head. He didn't appear to be offended by the notion.
Much like you, Bay, I realized once I got past the age of 18 that the things you dream about as a kid aren't reality. I grew to want real things.
Like what? I honestly wasn't fishing for compliments, but when Landon didn't immediately answer, I stalled my forward momentum and met his gaze. Did I say something?
I want you, Bay.
Landon's expression was earnest.
I didn't know it when I found you, but I've been searching for you for a long time. When I found you, things clicked into place. That's the thing you don't know to wish for when you're a kid.
That's kind of sweet, I said. I wanted you to. Although, to be fair, Aunt Tilly warned me about the man so many times when I was a kid that I was afraid of you when I found you. I mean, I was drawn to you, but I was still afraid of you. Landon ran his hand down the back of my head, smoothing my hair.
I was afraid of you, too. I knew you would change my life. I think I sensed it that day at the cornfield. The second I saw you, I couldn't take my eyes off you.
I was mean to you.
Your idea of mean is vastly different from mine. You were merely protecting yourself from the bad element.
You?
I was undercover as the bad element at the time, Landon reminded me. You needed to keep yourself safe from me because I wasn't safe for you to be around. At least then.
You got shot because of me. If that's not safe... Landon's smile slipped.
You know what I mean. You have a good heart. That's why you're out here looking for that idiot kid, even though he wanted to do gross things to you.
Landon, he made a wish he had no reason to believe would come true, I argued. He has a lonely existence because he's bullied. He's not one of the cool kids. He had a crush on an awesome woman. Can you blame him? I could see the struggle flitting behind Landon's eyes before he finally gave in and smiled.
You're feeling pretty good about yourself, aren't you? Would you be feeling so full of yourself if he'd managed to make you chase after him?
I told you that wasn't possible because I'm already in love with you.
See, I have trouble believing that, Landon admitted. I think if he'd worded the wish differently, we'd be dealing with an absolutely horrible scenario. Don't forget, Chief Terry said that one woman has that Star Trek actor trapped in her house. We should really get on that next, by the way, because otherwise we might have TMZ camping out in town, and no one wants that.
What about the actor? I was confused.
I'm sure he has someone he cares about, yet he ended up here anyway.
I stilled, his words cutting through the fog in my brain. Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Well, I did.
Landon was serious.
This is a wish, not a curse. The wisher's need seemed to overrule everything else. I think if Nelson had worded his wish better, he would have gotten exactly what he wanted. As it is, he merely wished for you to see me as I was, which is apparently tired, and make him more desirable in the process.
I see what you're saying. Something occurred to me and I whipped my head in the direction of the main door. We need to get out of here.
What do you mean?
Landon followed my gaze.
Did you see him?
No, but I know where he's going.
And where is that?
My stomach twisted as I hurried toward the door, back to the well. He wants to improve on that wish.
Oh, crap. Landon picked up his pace. Move, sweetie. I'm definitely punching that kid in the face before the day is out.
We found Nelson at the wishing well exactly as I feared. He wasn't alone, though. His gaggle of girlfriends fawned all over him to the point that he couldn't get his arms free to make the wish. That was our one bit of good luck so far today.
Let go, Nelson growled, reaching for the wishing well. I'm trying to do something.
We want to do something, too, a redhead said. We think you'll enjoy what we want to do.
Crap.
Landon made a growling noise in the back of his throat as he surveyed the scene.
Wait here, Bay.
I opened my mouth to ask what he planned to do, but he was already moving. He hit Nelson torso to torso, knocking the boy away from the well and slamming him into the ground.
Enough is enough,
Landon barked.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking that I've earned this,
Nelson sputtered, fruitlessly fighting against Landon's strong hands.
Why should you get her?
Because I've earned her, too.
Landon replied, grabbing the front of Nelson's shirt and slamming him into the ground.
You can't make someone love you.
Nelson wasn't about to give up.
You made her love you?
Oh, please.
Landon scoffed, his brow beating with sweat as his long hair swooped to the side.
Do you think that was easy? A few days after I met her, I was shot. Then I had to deal with her family. Heck, I still have to deal with her family. Do you think that's easy? She's worth it, but come on. You can't make someone love you without putting in the work,
he continued, ignoring one of the girls when she tried to grab the back of his shirt and pull him away from Nelson.
And what about her? Have you considered what she wants? When you're an adult, you'll realize that making the person you love happy is more important than getting what you want. You're not there yet.
Nelson balked.
I'll make her happy.
She's already happy. If you... Hold on.
Landon kept one hand on Nelson's chest, forcing him to remain flat on the ground, and pointed another at one of the girls when she tried to pinch his butt in an effort to force him to shift his body.
I will arrest you. If that happens, you won't see Nelson anymore. Have you seen Orange is the New Black? That's right, you'll be looking for girlfriends instead of boyfriends if you're not careful.
Don't tell her that, I chided. That's not very nice.
You're telling me.
Landon grew increasingly flustered as he grappled with Nelson.
Girlfriends are work, Nelson. You have to be mature enough to handle it. You're not there yet. Besides, you know in your heart it wouldn't be a real relationship. So why do you want it?
Nelson held up his hands in mock surrender.
Because I've seen you together and you're always happy,
he blurted out.
This summer you were at one of the festivals and actually paid money to go into the kissing booth. Who does that?
Smart men, Landon replied, not missing a beat. Whoever thought of that kissing booth is a genius. As for the rest, we're happy. You can't force that. You have to work for it. You're still a kid, Nelson. You have plenty of time to work for it.
But she'll be gone by then,
Nelson gritted out.
It'll be too late.
It's already too late, I offered. I love Landon. That's not going to change. I promise you'll find a girl of your own. You might not find her here, but you'll find her. You have to give it time.
But that's no fun, Nelson sputtered. I want a girlfriend now.
You have us,
the redhead cooed, stroking Nelson's cheek.
We love you.
Nelson made a face that only Aunt Tilly could understand or love.
I don't want you. I never wanted you. I'm still not sure how this happened. You know how you said relationships are work? These chicks are nothing but work, and more work. And just when you're ready for a nap, they're even more work.
Landon pressed his lips together, giving the appearance that he was struggling mightily to refrain from laughing.
Every woman worth the fight takes a lot of work, he said. You can't have my woman, though. I've already done the work. I'm still doing the work. You need to find your own woman.
Wait a second.
The redhead, I was pretty sure her name was Sarah Galloway, narrowed her eyes as she stared at me.
You're after our man, aren't you?
I immediately started shaking my head. Definitely not.
She is,
Sarah said, squaring her shoulders as she swiveled.
She's after our man.
I sensed a shift in the atmosphere, and when I risked a glance at the girls, I found them all staring at me, and they didn't look happy. Uh-oh. Landon followed my gaze, his expression slipping.
Bay, you need to run. Go to the police station and lock yourself in.
But I'm not leaving you.
Run,
Landon ordered, forgetting his fight with Nelson and moving to intercept one of the angry-looking girls.
Run!
He bellowed the word, but I couldn't force myself to leave. What if they turned on him once I was gone? Landon,
Bay.
Landon sounded desperate as he struggled to a standing position.
They're going to rip out your hair if you're not careful. Sweetie.
It was already too late. I sensed that when one of the girls made an odd sound like a cat and launched herself in my direction. I managed to dodge her, but the three who followed didn't give me an opening and hopped on me at the same time.
Oomph! Bay!
I could hear Landon scrambling to save me, but all I could do was cover my face as the girl started screaming and clawing. I did my best to shield myself, all the while wondering if I would be disfigured before everything was said and done. I felt fingers tugging my hair and fingernails digging into my skin, and even a foot slam into my ribs, causing me to groan.
I was badly outnumbered, with no way out.
Bay!
Landon sounded desperate to get to me, but I couldn't help his endeavors. I was in survival mode and had no idea how long my